Good morning. Did you happen to see on Sunday the Winner's Circle ceremony at the Indy 500 where Elio Castroneves was handed a jar of milk by a woman wearing spotted cow gloves? Well, here's that woman.
The Winner's Circle is chaos. That moment, the energy of handing off that milk was so exciting. It was like, I can't even explain how humbling it is to be a part of that.
That's dairy farmer Jill Huyen of Homestead Dairy, a fifth-generation farm near Plymouth, Indiana.
And I had the opportunity to marry in to this dairy farm family. We're milking about 4,900 cows with 14 family members.
Jill has been the designated dairy farmer to hand over the quart of milk to the winner of the last two Indy 500 races. It's part of the Winner's Drink Milk tradition sponsored by the American Dairy Association Indiana that goes back to 1937. And typically, as happened Sunday with the jubilant Castroneves, it involves a few swigs of milk and then dumping the rest over his head. But back to the Homestead Dairy, where it isn't just about making milk, they also make electricity.
I just think it's so cool. The family decided to put a methane digester in at the farm, and that actually collects all of the manure and makes enough electricity for 1,000 houses an hour in Plymouth. So many farmers are finding different ways to be more sustainable, and I'm just proud of our family for doing that.
Jill Huyen of the Homestead Dairy at Plymouth, Indiana. Well, after the long weekend, daytime trading at the Chicago Board of Trade resumes at 8:30 this morning. On the meat side, yesterday, JBS, one of the world's largest meat processors, shut down many of its global operations, including in the United States, after being cyber-hacked. That is likely to send a shiver up and down the supply chain because JBS accounts for about 25% of the meat processed in the U.S. Today is National Olive Day and National Hazelnut Cake Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.